FM.
Well, this is where we are at right now.
It's the waiting game 11 million Australians did not sign up to play. Sitting ducks in possibly the worst data breach in our history.
Well, we need to get in an expert to help us understand this data breach and what it means for Optus customers and the rest of us, for that matter, from EFTM.com. And he's the tech guy on the Today Show. Trevor Long, good morning. How did this happen?
This happened really simply, to be honest. It appears that this hacker and possibly others literally just found an open door, walked through it and grabbed a bunch of data. It really doesn't appear to have been a sophisticated hack. In fact, it's really just an accessing of data illegally.
So they've taken 11 million loads of personal data and personal details. And what are they saying? They want $1 million and then they'll destroy it.
That's what they said on the weekend, $1 million in cryptocurrency, US dollars, so about at 1.5 million Australian. Yesterday, they released another 10,000 lines of example data, and I've looked at it. It's legit. It includes Medicare numbers. It's scary stuff. But then middle of the day yesterday, they went, oh, we're really sorry. We shouldn't have done this. It was the wrong thing to do. We're sorry to the people whose names we've released. And Optus, don't worry. You don't have to pay us. We've deleted the data.
Oh, really?
Now, I got to tell you, that sounds like a teenager that absolutely pooed their pants because the FBI rang them.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, there's no guarantee that was the only person with the data or that was the original hacker. So even though you'll see reports that the ransom has been withdrawn and the hacker has deleted data, your data's still out there, folks. It was accessible, and there are reports today that it was accessible as early as September 17th. So this has been going on for longer than Optus is even saying or knows.
All right, Trevor. Well, I'm an Optus customer with my home internet. Do I have to go out and get a new driver's license because I'm really busy?
Well, she is, mate, because at lunchtime today she's got a Prosecco launch.
But honestly, how seriously should I be taking it?
Yeah, very seriously, cancel your nail appointments and get your new license. Okay? Because the thing here is your driver's license, your passport, these are keys to your identity, right? And your identity can then be used to apply for credit on your behalf. So someone applies for a $10,000 credit card, buys a couple of MacBooks, defaults on that loan, and you try to refinance your house or get a credit card yourself, you got a black mark against your name. The people that need to do that are the people who got an email from Optus that said they were involved and that their ID documents were part of the compromise. Okay. So not everyone's ID documents were compromised, only a portion, which I believe to be around 3.6 million people. So it's still a huge drama.
So if your ID documents were compromised, you have to go out and get a new one of whatever they all were. So a new driver's license, a new Medicare card number, et cetera, et cetera.
That's the absolute safest thing to do. The other thing you can do is jump on the chat in the Optus app or on their website and ask them for identity protection, because they're offering a 12-month subscription to an identity protection company who will basically monitor for any activity on your credit application. So that's probably the quickest and easiest thing to do. But then you do need to wonder, like, how long is this going to go on for? Mm. Because your driver's license, if you keep the number, it stays forever. So at the very least, next time you renew your license, ask for a new number.
Hey, Trevor, my maths might be out here, but is 11 million customers out of 25 million people in Australia a lot of customers?
It's a lot, and it looks like Optus is really big, but it's customers going back to 2017 who might not even be with them yet anymore. So, for example, I got an Optus SIM card for 1 month when the iPhone 12 came out to test the 5G. Yeah, burner SIM for the 5G test,
yeah.
And I got breached. So, great stuff. They've got my driver's license because I was a customer for 1 month.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Oh,
do we know where the hacker is, located in the world?
The CEO of Optus said the hack appeared to originate from Europe, but that can be changed. It's quite easy. Mm. The broken English in the ransom demand indicates English is not a first language. Mm. The FBI's involvement kind of indicates that it could be in the Americas. So, no, we don't know, but it's certainly not an Aussie.
I love the fact that they've come out and said, oh, okay, I'm sorry about that. Sorry. Don't worry about it anymore. It does sound like someone that's just got in there and gone, oh my gosh, I've got all these details, and had a bit of fun, and then they've gone, uh-oh, now I'm in trouble.
I also think the ransom amount, which is, of course,
$1 million,
makes me think it's someone really young, because wouldn't you ask for $10 million,
I know,
Trevor,
right, wouldn't you?
Or 20 or 30?
They're a $9 billion revenue company per year. So, yeah, it was unders.
Well and truly. Trevor Long from EFTM.com. And also you can catch Trevor on the Today Show. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.